It might look like a typical girls' summer camp, but it's not. The six-week gatherings near Denver are part of a program called Building Bridges for Peace, which brings together young women from all sides of the Israeli-Palestinian cultural divide.
There were four groups of girls that would go every year: American girls, Palestinian girls who came from the West Bank and Gaza, Israeli Jewish girls from Israel, and Palestinian girls that lived inside the borders of Israel. They were technically Israeli citizens, but Palestinians who lived inside Israel.
Anna Simpson, now an artist and mother in Petaluma, spent 5 years working at the camps as a counselor, starting in 1999. The basic job of the staff, she recalls, was fostering relationships among the campers.
Their job is basically to listen to each other. And our job as facilitators being there is to help them form friendships and relationships with each other that cause them to trust one another. Because if you don't trust somebody, then you don't listen to what they're saying, and whatever they're saying you don't think is true.
Most years, there were around 50 girls participating, age 15 to 18, all self-selected and English speakers. But in 2002, as violence flared in the Middle East, the camp contracted to about half its usual size. That was also the year that documentary filmmaker Lisa Gossel was on hand to record the camp experience, a project completed and released in 2010 under the title My So-Called Enemy. Even with the reduced number of participants, Simpson says, the usual arc of the girls' interactions continued.
A few days in, they start to get comfortable. It's right around then that we facilitate conversations that bring up a lot of the real issues that are such a fundamental part of their lives. And they usually have a big fight. That's normal. 3 to 5 days in, there's a big fight. It's a contentious conversation that causes some of them to be upset. And that conversation is usually painful and honest and difficult. And at that point, they learn that their words are actually being heard. Once that happens, the camp takes a direction where they are then trying to work out the facets of what they've opened up.
It's out of that conflict and resolution and the shared sense of trust established early on that the deeper, lasting relationships are forged.
That's the vision of the program, was that you are building peacemakers one person at a time, one person to one person, and that together those people can then decide, okay, we're going to have a larger project, or just our project is simply to remain friends. And sometimes simply to remain friends itself, one Palestinian girl to one Israeli girl, is such a radical activity. It's already so revolutionary that that in and of itself is a political act.
Part of the program includes extended follow-ups to trace how the participants make use of their camp experience. Including those years of follow-through is the main reason the film took so long to complete. My So-Called Enemy is now being shown in widespread community gatherings, including one in Santa Rosa tomorrow evening, hosted by Congregation Shomrei Torah. It's free and open to the public. Anna Simpson will be there to introduce the film and talk about it afterward. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.